From 95BFM, it's Friday Live.
Thanks to McLeod's Brewery.
You heard it there first, Whānau. It's Friday Live. Very, very happy to be joined in the studio today by We Will Ride Fast. How are you doing?
Awesome, Nick. Cool to BFM.
Amazing.
Really awesome to be here in Tamaki Makaurau.
It's lovely to have you. We've been enjoying a couple of the McLeod's beers. Most delicious beers from the most delicious brewery.
Oh, they're delicious. They really are.
How good. Brand new sponsors, which we're very, very happy. Very, very happy to have. I'm looking forward to ripping into this. I'm so excited to have you here. I've been listening to your music all day. It's been on the playlist for a while too. I did want to start with a question about the name though, because I think the names are important.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We Will Ride Fast. Interesting name. Where did it come from?
Now, that is a funny story about a book written by Anna Funder, an Australian author.
Yep.
And the book is called Stasiland, and it's her life in growing up in East Germany.
Awesome.
And the Stasi police.
Not awesome, but yeah.
Yeah, and actually it's a dadaist approach to writing a song. So I opened the book.
Yep.
And the page had a series of words on it, and some of those words were, "We will ride fast, we are the wind and the sun, step up to be free."
And you were just like, that's it.
That's stuck.
You mentioned dada there, and I know you have your master's in fine arts, so you're an artist.
I am an artist. Yes, I live and breathe arts. I teach arts. I exhibit art, and I make music.
So this is just your musical moniker. So it's separate to the rest of your art practice.
That's correct. Yeah, this is. I consider myself as I masquerade as We Will Ride Fast.
I love that. Yeah. Have you ever considered like doing the whole like outfit thing and like being like a different person, or is it just?
Oh, absolutely. I live by this notion that We Will Ride Fast is an interdimensional traveler who occupies
crazy.
My body when I'm making music. It sounds stupid, but come
no,
on.
No, that sounds so cool. I love that so much, and I think that's such an awesome philosophy to have. And I did want to kind of ask about the theory of the thought behind the art and We Will Ride Fast, especially the last song. Can you talk a little bit about the inspiration behind that, especially the Egyptian spirituality? Oh, and
Born in the Heart of the Universe. Yeah, and that's a song that explores the notion that consciousness does not reside in our bodies. It resides somewhere else, perhaps maybe in the center of the galaxy that we rotate around.
Groovy.
And that idea, if you look at ancient indigenous cultures, they sort of tapped into that through the use of psychedelics and the shamanistic kind of approach where the shaman would take the drug, they would experience something, they would report back to the community, and that process somehow made those communities more connected to the earth.
Interesting. And I guess connected to each other, right?
That's right. Absolutely, yeah.
That's beautiful. Well, I'm so excited to looking forward to what you have to play for us. So I'm going to shut up and I'm going to let you do your thing.
All right.
So, yeah. This is We Will Ride Fast. You're on Friday Live.
And this is Born in the Heart of the Universe.
A better connection to the phantom power. Encamped by the river of oblivion, on the surface of a molecule, isn't it what you do? Living at the heart, the sun is our mixer, encouraging Earth-centered views. spontaneous, become an instrument, become high res. It's a better connection to the phantom power. There's an ocean at the center of the universe. Your mind is the receiver. Become an instrument, become high res. It's a better connection to the phantom power. By necessity, it's forbidden to see. Requires different input for a radical reveal. There's an ocean at the center of the universe. Your mind is a receiver, encouraging Earth's interviews, demonstrating simultaneous. Encouraging Earth-centered view, demonstrating simultaneous.
Yeah! Woo. That was so sick. That was so cool. That bass line in that song is amazing.
Rock bass. All day.
Was that just you sitting down and being like, dun, 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 dun. Did it start with the bass line or what did it start with?
That's a good question. I actually don't know. I don't remember for that song. I have been a bass player in numerous bands. I kind of started out musically as a bass player, yeah. Bass vocals. So the driving bass has been a kind of a feature of what I do. I mean, I've tried to pare it back. You know, my mixes were so bass heavy when I was young.
But it's, we love it.
We love it. Yeah, we can't help it.
We love it so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. I did want to talk about the songwriting process because your songs, like, they have a lot of, I guess they're concept heavy. And does it start with the idea or does it start with the music first?
I would say it starts with the music. It starts with a simple melody. This sounds ridiculous, but some of these songs are actually written from songs I sing to one of my cats.
That's not ridiculous at all.
It's
that's so
just
cool.
Like, I sing these stupid tunes and they go, oh, what was that tune? Oh, and then I kind of turn it into a bass line or a guitar track and then it explodes from there. And I'm always reading, always writing so I can add lyrical content to it.
What's your cat's name, just out of interest?
This particular cat is called Green.
Shout out Green.
Green, yeah.
Green is an inspiration.
She's a really kind of an old furry bag these days, but it's, you know, cat's age.
You did mention reading there, and I'm a bit of a literature nerd, so I did want to know what sources are you drawing from mostly? What authors are you like, I'm picking out of them, picking out of there?
Well, this next song, Surfing the Meme Machine, it comes from the book The Meme Machine by Susan Blackmore, the exploration of memetics and kind of threads of information,
yeah,
and how we respond to those and how in a digital age that kind of information is being subverted. And she explores the idea of whether or not digital memes have the power to alter us genetically.
Groovy. That's insane. Yeah, I need to read this book. I need to read this. Well, I'll let you play the song so the people can hear it.
Let's go. Wish we had it into it, eh? This is Surfing the Meme Machine. Surfing the meme machine, eaten dreams and deleted genes, illusion and believers disbelieving, powering.
killing the main machine. Molecule diverging, new language emerging. The mystery we defend, like the heart of a bleeding sun. Delusion, mind control, real control is not probable. A confusion of will, distilling as imagination. Surfing the main machine, eating dreams and deleted genes. Illusion and believers disbelieving. Paranoid believer, illusion and disbeliever. Surfing the main machine. Delusion, mind control, real control is not probable. A confusion of will, distilling as imagination. Surfing the main machine. And surfing the main machine, yeah.
Yeah. Woo. So I did want to ask about, I guess, an aspect of that song, because you describe your music as if RoboCop was able to express his feelings, which I love, because that's like, that's some thinking you had to sit there and be like, what is my music like? It's exactly like this. So I wanted to ask, what do you think RoboCop's meme format of choice would be?
Oh, golly. I mean, that's an interesting question, because that quote, that's actually a quote. It's come from a review of a live performance. Last year, I played the Loserpalooza Festival in Tauranga, which is a fundraiser for Lifeline. Happens every year, 25 yeah. bands, and music.net guy, I actually don't know his name off the top of my head, reviewed the concert,
yeah,
and he described me as what RoboCop's band would be if he was allowed to express feelings, and I just loved it. It's like, oh man, I'm going to grab that.
That's amazing.
I love it. Yeah, that's a quote. I can't claim that one.
That's musical journalism yeah. at its finest. I love it so much.
Yeah.
And you're from Tauranga, so I do want to speak about it a little bit. What's the music scene like down there, and what are you trying to grow as, I don't know, a part of that music scene too?
I mean, yeah, the music scene's great. It's very punk heavy.
Yeah.
There's an absolutely thriving punk scene. And there are pockets of really interesting bands doing stuff outside of that punk scene. There's also a massive dub reggae kind of vibe 100%. Going on. You know, your One Love festival every year. Yeah. It's huge.
Do you get down to One Love? Are you a perennial One Lover?
I'm a Lee Perry fan, but I suppose I'm not so yeah. much into the more recent kind of New Zealand iterations. Reggae, yeah. No, I mean, I love it, but you know, it's not. I guess yeah. I like the pop scene.
I have to say though, out of every festival I've been to, I think One Love lives up to its name in the fact that everyone's just there to have a good time.
Awesome.
Like, yeah. Everyone's just there to have a good time. We love it. I am excited. You've got one more song for us.
I got one more song.
What is this? What is the name of the song?
Right, so this song is a song I've written about mis and disinformation.
Mm, big topics.
I feel like we live in this post-truth world.
Yep.
And some of the kind of threads of mis and disinformation surprise me. I find it interesting. I feel like they're like ghosts. They're True. Not really necessarily there. It just befuddles me. I'm going to make a statement here about the exportation of certain strands of information from US culture or Western yeah. kind of notions that seem to be corrupting societies, or maybe if you're into it, I guess you probably enjoy it, but hey, I'm not going to tell you what to think.
Yeah.
But this is my response to that, and this song is called Matter Makes Abstraction.
It releases, I love that.
It releases on the 27th of August this year.
So I'm so excited for this. Well, I'm gonna be quiet, and I'm excited for this.
I am too.
It's Elvis Presley on the telephone. He's in a horror show. We haven't been down there. We show no fear. We're bouting out about death and destruction. Another eruption. Suspicious nature happening here. Suspicious nature happening now. Surprising you, spectral matter makes abstraction. The simple pattern will give you perspective. The simple pattern will give you shape. A crowd of demons on a video screen. They're scanning all your data for them. How can you trust a second guess when everybody sings so differently? Suspicious nature happening here. Suspicious nature happening now. Surprising you, spectral matter makes abstraction. Suspicious nature happening here. Suspicious nature happening now. Surprising you, spectral matter.
I did want to ask one more thing before we go. You said you have some whānau who might be listening in from Tauranga. Do you want to give them a quick little shout out?
Fox and Ravenna, I love you. Hope you heard it all.
That was We Will Ride Fast on Friday Live. A big thank you to McLeod's Brewery, our brand new sponsor. Gonna crack into one of those soon. You're on BFM, stay tuned.
Friday Live on 95 BFM.
Thanks to McLeod's Brewery.